Well, the second half of the show begins with a very special guest and somebody that I've wanted to have on the program for a very long time, and that is NFL veteran safety Will Allen, who is concluding his 12th season in the league here. And, you know, somebody who has spent time with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who drafted him back in the early 2000s, and with the Pittsburgh Steelers for much of his career. A brief stint, I guess a moment of insanity, signing with the Dallas Cowboys, but thankfully he was back in Pittsburgh before too long, where he belongs, and doing some great work in the community of Pittsburgh through his Will Allen Foundation. And Will joins us now here on the Equine Forum. Will, welcome to the program, my friend.
Thank you very much. Yes, it was a moment of insanity, brief insanity.
Well, we're glad that you came to your senses, my friend.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Look, we had the privilege of meeting for the very first time when you joined us on our broadcast of the Kentucky Derby back in 2012. It was your very first horse racing event, and one thing that has stuck with Jude and I over the years is the way that you actually read about horse racing and prepared to be at the Kentucky Derby. Look back on that day, and what comes to mind when you think about it?
That was my first experience. I've always, watched the big races and, placed a bet or two and even had some frilly competitions amongst friends. But to be in that environment, to go down and, touch the horses, look at the horses, it's the Super Bowl, and it's that feeling, it's that excitement, like I said before. And just to be a part of the culture for that moment in time, the pageantry and just the great history, I didn't have a choice but to do my homework, just in case I needed to answer any questions, but to really know, the significance of that day and that moment. It's truly historic, and I really enjoyed it. I really thoroughly enjoyed it.
There's so many sports figures that enjoy racing. Do you think it's the competition or what do you think is the
attraction
to the sport for guys like Jake Delhomme and Aaron Rodgers goes to the Derby every year. What is it about racing that gets them?
Well, I think it's a part of the unknown. You can speculate all you want on what horse is going to do what and when, based on their prior record, based on how they're bred and, how they're trained and, all the little small nuances. And I think that's the attraction, is the unknown. And, I think the guys just love it, right? They love the environment. They love, who they can meet and the different type of people and cultures that horse racing attracts. Most people wouldn't even understand, this is a global sport. You got these little tiny, jockeys on this massive horse, and they're steering this horse, to win. And I think it's great. I think it's the excitement again. I think it's the technical aspects of the game, of the sport, I should say, and the unknown. For me, it's the unknown. You don't know who can win on that day. Any horse can win. I mean, obviously, you're going to have, your favorites, but I think it's just the speculative aspect of it.
Hey, Will, if you're looking for a second career after the NFL, more than happy to have you on our coverage. You're pretty good with this horse racing talk, my friend.
Well, I have to take you up on that.
I mentioned spending 12 years in the NFL. That, first of all, congratulations on that accomplishment, because that is absolutely not an easy thing to do. You and I have talked about that in the past, but how did you approach preparing for a life after football throughout your playing career?
It was a challenge. I think over the last, 6 years, I've kind of been, preparing slowly, taking a small piece at a time. That's even, the NFL had opportunities to do some continuing education at Harvard, and Kellogg School of Business at Northwestern, Stanford, and also at Wharton. And I was able to take advantage of two of those schools at Harvard and also Kellogg. So that was a great experience for me. It opened my eyes and my mind up to another world, you know, the business world, and you know, what did it mean to get an MBA? You know, some of the greatest minds and people come from, you know, these schools, and you know, they ventured into entrepreneurship. And at that moment, I knew nothing about it, you know. So I was going into these classrooms with these professors and these entrepreneurs teaching me what they've known and what they've experienced. So I knew it was a definitely a viable option for me to transition and to really achieve what they've achieved with the right teachings, the right experiences, and the right pace. So, you know, those small experiences led me to, you know, some years later, you know, really narrowing down what it is I wanted to do or how I wanted to approach once I retired. So the NFLPA, our players union, you know, actually gave players opportunities through their contacts and network to have an internship, externship experience. So now you can get real hands-on experience. So I took advantage of that as well, as it related to energy. And it, you know, I spent the last couple seasons, off seasons, interning and externing with utilities, energy tech companies, Capitol Hill on an energy and power subcommittee. So, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, trying to expand my network, but also get some knowledge, gain some knowledge and experience on a certain level. And, you know, hopefully those experiences will help me, you know, translate that, you know, once I'm done and I can make a easy segue into the real world, you know, because it's hard. It's hard once you've been playing football for most of your life and that's all you know. So that's kind of how I've been transitioning and preparing over the years.
You know, Jude and I were talking earlier, Will, and we were talking about the fact that I'm heading to Las Vegas this coming week to host a panel with some Hall of Fame riders that are now, some are still riding, some are not riding. And one of the topics that will be discussed in that panel is preparing for a life after their riding career. And there are certain jockeys on the panel that will hopefully have the luxury to retire on their own terms. And there are others who will not because they have an injury in the saddle that's going to preclude them from riding anymore. What advice do you give to young athletes and jockeys, certainly athletes? What advice do you give to young athletes about preparing for that time when it does come?
You know, I think you always should be preparing. I think you should always, you know, have a, you know, a plan A1 and a plan A2, not a plan B, you know. And the reason why I say that, A1 being, you know, the sports you're in, what your primary is, and your secondary being A2. And spending some time, if there is an off season, spending some time, you know, educating yourself, you know, even getting a mentor, you know, just thinking about, you know, I may not know what to do, but I'm going to, you know, get some type of hands-on experience. So when I am done, when that day comes, because it is inevitable, you can't ride a horse forever. You can't play football forever. You like to think so, but, you know, you can't because of, you know, some unforeseen circumstances, or even, you know, just going to get old like me, right? So, so, you know, that's what happens. But I think if you can latch on to a mentor, someone who's been there, who's done it, who's experienced in another field that you're interested in, you know, and get some real life experience little by little, you know, by the time that exit happens, the transition is smoother. It's not easier, but it's smoother. And I think that's all you can ask for yourself, is that you prepared, you know, for that exit. And that's the best way you could. And that's really the advice I can give. I think most NFL players in their off seasons, they're relaxing, they're chilling, taking family vacations, they're working out. You know, they don't invest in themselves, you know, and they don't know how to invest in themselves. So you have to go, and there's plenty of resources, I think, in all athletic realms that you can go. And, you know, let's say if you were a jockey, you wanted to learn the horse racing business, the ownership of it, and, you know, and what that takes, you know, spend some time with some of the owners, you know, and their horses, if that's what it takes to understand the business, so that someday you can be on the business side instead of the sports side.
You know, I always tell people one of the things that impressed me most when we first met was how intelligent you were. And, you know, it seems like the NFL has a great program for the guys to learn how to make that transition. But it sounds like maybe there's a lot of people that don't take advantage of that. What would you say the percentage of it is that of the players that take advantage of these programs that the NFL has?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, the NFL and NFLPA, you know, two different entities. So they have separate programs. For the NFL side, man, let's see. I think there's 2,500 players total in the NFL. I believe so, every year. And I would say taking advantage of, you know, career exploration opportunities will probably be, per year, probably 100.
Wow.
maybe 100, and the same, I would say the same for, on a PA side. I just think guys aren't really interested until it's over. You know, I think it's ingrained in their mind and in their heart that football is their ticket, their legs, their athleticism is their ticket, and they don't know what they don't know. And, you know, I get it, and that's fine. Guys have made a lot of money doing that. But, you know, you can't bank on that totally. And I think once you wise up and understand that and you venture out a little bit, you'll find some things that you enjoy. Even if you want to be a coach, let's say you just want to be a college coach or a high school coach, you can do that in the off season. Sit down with a high school coach, a high level high school coach. He'll love to have you in. You're an NFL player. You know, some of these Texas coaches who's getting paid six figures, you know, and you go in there and you hang out with them and you figure it out. And you can put on your resume and you can figure out what you want to do and what you don't want to do. And you can probably intern with a college coach who's doing it well. Go back to your college. There's so many options available for you when the door is open. But when the door is closed, when you're no longer in a uniform, you know, who are you? What are you going to be? Because the real world does not care about you not being an athlete no more unless you did something extremely significant on the playing field. So, you know, it's a small percentage of guys who take advantage of these opportunities. I would like to see more. I wish there were more.
Talking with NFL veteran safety Will Allen here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Will, now that your career is, well, starting to wind down, let's put it that way, you've started on kind of the entrepreneurial path. You're starting your own business, and you're doing an awful lot of work to help people in that Pittsburgh community with your foundation, the Will Allen Foundation. Talk a little bit about what you're doing now.
Yeah, well, with the foundation, you know, we've started a foundation in 2008 in Tampa when I played with Tampa, and it was, you know, we started with just doing an after-school program to help high school students prepare for life after high school. And, you know, help them to be proactive and in their thinking, similar to what we're talking now, you know, and just saying, hey, these are the opportunities out there. These are the resources that are out there. This is how you handle your taxes. This is how you handle your loans. This is how you handle credit. This is how you handle getting your first apartment. This is how you handle getting your first job. You need to learn, you know, how to public speak. You need to learn proper resume and interviewing skills. You need to learn, if you want to go to a four-year university, you need to learn the application process. You need to learn what financial aid is. You need to learn what colleges are best fit for you. So, you know, we kind of refined that and, you know, made modules out of it each month and you know, just teaching the kids life skills, social skills, leadership skills that can help them in whatever avenue they choose and decide by the time they graduate. So that was kind of the flagship program in which we started in 2008. We're still doing it today in Pittsburgh primarily. And then we have some other programs. The one, you know, the program we have with the holiday giving, you know, and that we've where we take area boys and girls club families, primarily kids, and take them shopping. But the kids have to shop for their families, so they know what it means to serve their families and give back to their families instead of just shopping for themselves. So that's a huge program we do. And then we have a Purple Swags of Kindness, where, you know, we may get an inquiry or, you know, someone in a community may need helps or needs. So we have a discretionary fund where we may help them. You know, we put on a football banquet for a team that didn't win a game, but they have four homeless athletes on their team. You know, and, you know, these students, you know, they quite frankly, the football team sucked. But, you know, we felt like they needed to be rewarded, you know, for their hard work and their diligence, and then having four members on the team being homeless, you know, to stick through that, to go to practice every day, you know, I felt like they needed to understand what it meant to persevere, but also be congratulated for facing the adversity that they face. So, you know, that's just kind of what we do. We try to meet the needs of the community and serve the community and help the community. And that's a big, huge part of my life. And, you know, I'll forever be serving and helping and trying to galvanize community members and people that I know to come to lock arms together, and we serve together. So it's really exciting, and I enjoy it.
Well, I think the jocks would definitely benefit from you going out and talking to them, because you're very, very persuasive, very proactive in this whole situation. It sounds like you have been for a long, long time, getting people to prepare for the rest of their life after sports, and that's super important. Congratulations to you, really.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Michelle and I, my wife Michelle and I, are big supporters of what you're doing, Will, with the Will Allen Foundation. We're going to encourage everybody tuning in here this morning and listening to the podcast afterwards to check out WillAllenFoundation.com and the holiday giving program. You're now taking donations for that, and so many people are coming out to support that particular cause, and it's a great cause. You told me the other day maybe 60 families going to be involved, and you'll get a chance to help them and help them have a great Christmas when they might otherwise not be able to. So WillAllenFoundation.com is the website, and any help you can give, every little bit helps, and it will help change the lives of people in the community of Pittsburgh. And Will, keep up the great work, my friend, and keep it rolling.
Yeah, I can't thank you and Michelle enough. Honestly, you know, you guys have been supporting for a long time, and, you know, I just, from the bottom of my heart, man, I appreciate you both. Sincerely, you're great people. You're kind-hearted people. You do more than you can ever know, and impact families more than you ever know. And I just thank you for being great friends and great partners of the foundation. I really do.
Well, thanks, man. Whatever we can do to help in the future, please let us know. And again, WillAllenFoundation.com is that website, and check it out now. It's a great way. If you're looking for a way to help people this holiday season, that's the way to go. I can promise you that. Will, appreciate the time, my friend, and we'll look forward to seeing you back in Pittsburgh here in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.